Neva Lake is a popular recreation site for residents of Excursion Inlet, a sparsely populated area at the southwest end of the Haynesboro. For the Ocean Beauty Fish Processing Plant, one of the borough's largest sources of tax revenue, the lake is the only water source. Local access and the water line to the plant both depend on a 130-foot bridge. Concerns were first raised about the safety of the bridge in 2010. In July of 2016, the bridge was closed to vehicle access due to a support beam failure. At that time, the U.S. Forest Service owned the bridge. For a little more than a year, it remained closed to vehicles. But over the summer of 2017, a deal was reached to split the cost of the new bridge and transfer ownership to the Haynesboro. Last year, the borough reached out to Senator Lisa Murkowski to help push for a deal with USFS. Murkowski spoke at the dedication for the bridge. She said that former Energy Committee staffer Chuck Kleschulte was instrumental in negotiating an agreement.
When I first read about this in a little clip and said, for crying out loud, we can't get the Forest Service working with industry, with the borough to make this happen. And I said, Chuck, make it happen.
Carol Warmoth, the engineer who oversaw construction, says the entire project cost $860,000. Haynesboro contributed $270,000 from Secure Rural Schools funds, federal money that provides assistance for counties near national forests. The borough will now be responsible for maintaining the bridge. Mayor Jan Hill expressed relief at having completed such an important project.
This seemed like a miracle. We've talked about it, heard about it, worried about it, stressed over it for several years, and now here we are. And we certainly understand the importance of this bridge for access to your water supply and to your fishing, and it's important that you have access to the land that you live on.
The new prefabricated bridge was originally purchased to provide emergency access during the Mount St. Helens eruption in 1980. Warmoth says the bridge was barged up from a stockyard in Washington last summer and installed by November.
We timed that for when the cold storage cannery wasn't in operation. And that way we could cut the water line, you know. And the construction was completed in less than a month.
She says the lifespan of the bridge is about 70 years. Recently, state lands north of Neva Lake were selected to be transferred to borough ownership. Some of the land includes lakefront property. The borough does not have the title to the lands yet, and there are no plans for what will happen to the land once it is granted ownership. In Excursion Inlet, I'm Henry Leisha.